The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Hyper Focus, where we're going to do a deep dive on another interesting topic that you have literally no other setting to talk about it.
Hello, people who should be doing something else right now, but are not. That's all of you.
That's also probably me feeling a little added.
What could you possibly have to do right now that is more important than this podcast?
To be fair, nothing.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Problem solved.
Okay, then we're done. Just you guys. Just you guys are the ones that could have other things.
Right. We could, I at least could never be wrong about anything.
No.
Last week you had your first episode.
Yep.
And it was good. It was your first episode.
I tried. I did try. I tried really hard.
Don't try to guilt me into not doing apologies, because it is time for everyone's favorite segment. And I mean everyone's favorite segment. 8-second apologies.
I can handle it.
I certainly hope so, because I'm just going to do it. I apologize for Maddie's first episode being full of nefarious and illicit activities. I would also like to apologize for our complete inability to say the word ghost. I do still blame that on Billy Hull, though. I'm gonna look into the camera for this one, because it's really important. I apologize to the U.S. government for Maddie's advice on how to evade you and your taxes.
Now, I mean,
anything to say for yourself?
I wasn't giving advice on how to evade them. I was just merely commenting on
the fact that you could or
the
should.
The fact that if you were gonna do it, it wasn't as, like, I just feel like it wasn't smart.
Okay.
So I think maybe that was like, I think my advice was, if you're gonna do criminal activity, be smart. Like, you're gonna get caught, but try and last a little bit longer than Billy did, or else you're gonna lose your house. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I'm not encouraging this activity. I'm not giving, there's no advice. I don't know anything about tax evasion, other than when you don't pay them, you get caught.
Are you speaking from experience?
Absolutely not. I'm speaking from Billy Hull.
I'm a little suspicious. I think maybe you are speaking from experience. There's 13 feds outside waiting for you, right outside of our door. There's another 10 cars surrounding this building.
So, plot twist, our episode today is actually everyone can watch.
It's just Maddie's arrest.
Me getting arrested. No,
you know
there's
how there
no
was
arrest.
A helicopter circling our building yesterday?
They were looking for
they
me.
They were actually looking for you.
There is no criminal activity on my end.
Oh, we'll find out. I'll talk to my people in the FBI and see.
Could get ugly. You guys might not have a choice if your new co-host leaves.
Well, that wouldn't be the end of the world, because I do have about 350 other people who wanted to be my co-host.
I'm doing this for you.
Thin ice.
If I get caught.
Thin ice, baby doll.
For doing nothing.
All right. Well, now that that's over,
where do we go from here? Where do we transition?
I don't think there isn't.
There isn't.
There's
a
not a transition. So I'm just going to start telling you today's story.
Great. I love it. Tell me more.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I am, but I am.
Okay. All right, I'll allow it. The Denver International Airport.
Right.
Is the largest airport in the United States by area.
Okay.
Coming in at 53 square miles.
All right.
It is also perhaps the most sinister airport.
Oh,
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why, one may ask? Well, because DIA is weird and huge and expensive and weird. And huge and weird and weird. And expensive.
And weird.
And yeah, and weird.
Hmm. Where are we going with this, Rachel?
So today we're going to talk about my favorite conspiracy theory.
Love conspiracy theories.
I thought about making you a tinfoil hat for this.
I'm kind of sad you didn't.
Well, how would you have worn it over your headphones?
We could have attached it to the headphones.
Maybe we'll make a little miniature.
We create content. We could create something, right? We're creative.
Little miniature tinfoil hats just to sit on top of.
We should have those for conspiracy theory episodes.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned for more.
We're absolutely making those.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot of theories surrounding the Denver International Airport. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you some of the overarching theories, and then I'm going to tell you some of the specifics.
All right. Sounds like it.
So some of the theories include that the Denver International Airport houses an underground bunker for the global elite. So that includes people like world leaders and politicians, celebrities.
Jeff Bezos, probably.
Billionaires is one of the categories I have written down, yes.
Hot dang.
So rich and powerful,
rich
essentially.
And powerful.
So then something that kind of goes along with that is that there's a vast underground network of New World Order command bunkers. I will get into what the New World Order is in a little bit.
All right.
Now, some people also think that this may be a FEMA concentration camp for future use.
Okay.
Some say that it is a hub for reptilians.
Quite a jump there.
Oh, dude, we're just getting started.
Oh, boy.
There's some more. For example, there will be some sort of mass extinction event, whether that is human planned to combat overpopulation or if it's something natural. I don't know. Some people say one way or the other. Some people say it could be either.
Sure.
And that this is what the bunker will be used for.
Oh.
So to protect those who have been selected to be unharmed, selected to survive into this new world.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically all of these theories center around some sort of elite or all-powerful, quote-unquote, they.
Yeah.
Who built or are using the Denver airport for their own protection. Maybe it was built for that. Maybe it wasn't. Mm. Or maybe, you know, generations of powerful have passed, so it's not the same people. But for their protection and their gain, whether that be for protecting themselves from disaster or controlling others.
Right.
So protection and power. Right. Now, this kind of like all-powerful they is different. Some people think it's different things. But some of the all-powerful theys that people use as examples or who they think may be behind all of this are the Freemasons, the New World Order,
of course,
the Illuminati, Nazis or neo-Nazis.
Right.
More traditionally Nazis, actually, which is kind of interesting.
It makes me think that maybe this conspiracy came around like the early Cold War.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right, because that would make me lead. Maybe it's more Nazi than neo-Nazi.
1995.
Oh, word.
Yeah, the overarching the theme to take away from this is that it's hard to say exactly who may be running this show here, but there are obvious similarities between all of them, and part of controlling people might be not actually giving them all of the information. So, of course, it wouldn't be obvious who is behind all of this.
Right.
Like I said, these are the overarching theories, but there are some sub-theories, I guess you would call them, surrounding many different aspects of the airport.
Mm.
So I'm going to tell you what some of those things are.
Yeah.
What are some of the things in the airport, around the airport, that have a lot of conspiracy attached to them. But let's start with some facts.
Have you been to the Denver airport?
I absolutely have.
Because I've been, and I'm imagining now, like, what did I see? I'm like ready to hear these sub-theories.
When was the last time you were there?
I think it was like 2015, 2016.
Okay. So enough that you have some memories of it. But
right. I was like, I think
not
I was
so
18,
recently. Okay.
Maybe 17.
I was probably like 12 or 13 last I was there. Maybe a little older. Maybe a little bit older. Young teen.
Yeah.
Young teen, I would say.
Tween. Are we in the tween years? Are
somewhere around there. I don't really remember how old I was, but right. I couldn't have been older than 15. So, you know, at least maybe 7 to 10 years ago I was there.
All right. Give me the facts.
Yeah. I will say that I thought the Denver airport was odd while I was there.
Yeah.
And then my older brothers proceeded to tell me some of the theories and conspiracies while I was there. And ever since then, I have been obsessed with this theory.
All right.
Because there's just so much.
Give it to
just
me. I'm ready.
So
I'm
much ready for all of to it. Talk about. There's so much to unpack here. So, some facts. The Denver International Airport was built to replace the Stapleton Airport. Now, the reason given for this was that the runways were too close together, so flights and takeoffs would have to be staggered, and it was taking longer, so there were a lot of delays, things like that. But there's a lot of other theories as to why it was built, and not everyone thinks that it was really necessary to completely rebuild an entire airport instead of maybe adding some runways that were a little further apart, something like that. Now, the Denver International Airport was also more than $2 billion over budget.
Wow.
Not more than $2 billion. More than $2 billion over budget. And construction fell behind by 16 months.
Wow.
Yes. Now, why is that a big deal, you ask? Well, it's already a big deal, but why is it a bigger deal than it seems?
Right.
A construction worker claimed that the construction fell behind because 5 multi-story buildings were built underneath it.
What?
The same worker said that there was a complex network of tunnels underneath the airport.
I want to go now. This is enough for me to fly there.
Dude, get your vaccination and we will go to Denver.
Sign me up.
Just to go to the airport. We won't even do anything. We'll just hang out at the airport.
I literally just want to go around the airport and find the tunnels.
Well, you can't.
Why not?
You can't go.
That's what haters say.
You can't go. Well, you mean you can, but you're going to have more trouble with the U.S. government.
Why is it always me in the U.S. government? I'm an upstanding citizen. What in the world? But I keep getting myself into these conversations.
I don't know. Maybe if you stopped doing illegal things.
Oh, right. You know me, my illegal activity.
Maybe if you stopped talking about considering doing illegal activities, you wouldn't have as much of a problem with the U.S. government. I would also, I would like to say that I made the notes for this episode probably about 2 months ago, and I just skimmed them before doing this episode, because originally this was an episode I did with Lauren. RIP Lauren, but also RIP this episode, because we recorded the whole episode and the audio file got so messed up. It literally sounds like we are completely underwater and we cannot figure out why. We could not for the life of us figure it out. So
it was the Denver airport people. We have this on 2 different recording devices. So we have camera and video recording.
If they both get messed up and the first one got messed up,
we're making a video about this video.
3 times is a pattern. I mean,
I'm slightly concerned now. They're watching us. They're always watching us,
who,
I guess.
Who? Take your pick.
They.
Pick your they.
Or my options, Freemasons, neo-Nazis. Freemasons. I prefer it's not the neo-Nazis, to be fair.
Freemasons, the New World Order, the Illuminati, or Nazis?
I'd say the Freemasons.
Okay.
I think I'm related to a Freemason in my ancestral probably. Tree.
Probably.
Aren't we all, though?
Yeah.
So never mind. I'm not special. But
pretty much.
The Freemasons seem like Jimmy Carter. They'd give you a hug.
What? I don't know what to do with this information.
Can we put Jimmy Carter's head
in a Freemason symbol?
Just for fun.
No, you have Jimmy Carter's head here. Freemason symbol.
Denver Airport.
Illuminati. Okay, you're creating more work for yourself.
Sorry.
Because you're putting more graphics in this video.
Dude, graphics are my lifeblood.
Yes. I'm so excited for all the weird graphics that are going to be put in our podcast videos.
Jimmy Carter's face just going to pop up.
We didn't even mention this.
Oh, right.
We're having an off day. So for those of you who are listening, I'm so sorry how distracted we've gotten from this topic. You're going to have to cut a lot of this out.
It'll be great.
To make it quicker. But we, for the first time today, are doing video as well as audio. So if you want to watch us, you can.
Yep.
On our YouTube channel, which is also Hyperfocus, a podcast for chaotic minds. Now, I cannot guarantee how good it will be because this is our first time doing it, and we're currently recording on my iPhone, which was a hand-me-down from my dad. So I don't know how good the quality is going to be, but we are getting there.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy it. you get to see us. But we're also still getting used to the fact that there's a camera there. At least I am. And you're, yeah. I think, a little bit more used to that.
Yeah, I've done it with journalism a little bit more.
But I'm not used to having a camera on me while I'm recording. You know, bear with us, but come hang out with us so you can see our Jimmy Carter X Illuminati graphics.
And check it out, because we're going to be expanding the studio as we go. We've got a rough
This is our setup right now. Is our studio space, but we haven't made it nice yet. No.
So it'll be kind of fun to see more things added and developed.
We're using a folding card table.
That in and of itself will be exciting when we can use a card table.
Check us out on YouTube if you want to watch our words. Yeah, I mean, basically, if you want to watch our words. I was just making fun of myself for not being able to say words. But yeah, that too. Like, pretty much, you can watch our words here.
With Jimmy Carter.
Watch us say words with graphics of Jimmy Carter loving the Illuminati. No, the Freemasons.
Yep.
Over top of our heads. Please check us out there. We may also put some bonus content on the YouTube. Who's to say? We're busy people. We want to, but we won't make any promises.
We'll see if we get there.
Yeah. So let's get back to the story, because we took a
long... Facts about Denver Airport.
We took a long detour.
There we go.
We missed our exit for the airport, and we got back on the highway.
Circle all the way back around.
Yeah, but we're back on the highway, and the exit is in sight. So
here we go.
Let's reapproach the airport here. Oh, we don't know the extent to which that construction worker's claims are true.
Right.
Is there a 5-story building under, or a series of 5-story buildings, whatever it was? No, 5 multi-story buildings.
Right.
That's what it was.
And the networks, right?
The tunnels. Yep, the complex networks of tunnels. We don't know exactly to what extent his claims are true, but there are underground structures. We do know that. Now, multiple contractors have said that they have seen evidence of entrances to bunkers and tunnels. Again, that is witness statement kind of things.
Yeah.
You know. Now, we do know that there was a multi-million dollar automated baggage transportation system that was built, but it failed. It never actually worked. It isn't used. So was it ever really built? Or at least, was it ever built to do what they say it was built to do? Or was it like a smokescreen to cover up like what was actually being done with those massive amounts of money?
Yeah.
Did they just kind of, you know, throw up some rudimentary version of what they said they were building so that they could cover up what they were actually doing with those massive amounts of money?
Yeah.
Now, there is also believed to be evidence of lizard people.
Oh, gosh sakes. What does that mean?
And or aliens in these
tunnels
and bunkers. Well, lizard people and aliens are different, kind of.
Right.
But
are they people who just like lizards?
No.
Okay, that was my first reaction. It's just like people living with a bunch of lizards.
No. Like, are you familiar with reptilians?
Absolutely not. Explain.
That's a whole other episode.
Okay, so stay tuned. Maybe.
Pretty much, I don't even know how to explain reptilians.
Should I just try and...
I mean, you can, but the short version is that they are kind of like a reptile-like being.
Okay.
That can pretty much shape-shift into humans.
Oh, so they're not real. Well,
maybe they are. They're a separate conspiracy. Yeah, so there's some people say that there's some evidence of that, you know, some drawings and who knows what else. But we do know for a fact that there is at least one level underground. But the one that is known about, that one level, is labeled level/floor 3 on the elevator. There is no number 1 or number 2 in the elevator. At least that we have seen, that the public has seen.
I'm really, like, I'm tempted. I'm about
to believe.
I'm tempted to believe and also to go find.
Oh, to
That's
commit
really,
some felonies?
I just can't not hear about this and want to go find floor 1 and 2.
Dude, so some of the other, so that's the, like, sub-theory of what's underneath.
Okay.
Something else that's interesting in the airport is the dedication stone. The theory is that the Freemasons, with the support or the direction of the New World Order, are controlling the airport. There's a dedication plaque at the south entrance of the airport. It is supposedly a time capsule and clearly has the Freemason logo on it and bears the name of the New World Airport Commission. If you aren't familiar with the Freemasons, which I think most people are, but they're a secret fraternal society, one of the pieces of this theory is that the date on the dedication stone is March 19th, 1994. You add those numbers together, you get 33, which is the highest level in Freemasonry.
Whoa.
Or is said to be the highest level in Freemasonry. There's also a plaque in Braille that some people think is actually like a keypad to get access to something, like whether
we
the bunkers
know.
Or
yeah.
talk to aliens or whatever. So the New World Airport Commission, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
The name that is on this dedication stone. The New World Airport Commission doesn't seem to exist. Obviously, it seems like it would be tied to the New World Order based on the name, or maybe it's a nod to the New World Order being in power in 2094, which is when the time capsule will be opened. The New World Order is believed to be a small group of powerful people secretly working together to create an all-powerful, totalitarian world government. It will replace sovereign nations and impose globalized propaganda, which holds the New World Order in very high esteem, essentially claiming it to be the culmination of human progress and human history.
Oh, sweet mercy.
So this theory started in the late 20th century, primarily believed by the militant anti-government right, you know, extreme fundamentalist Christians.
Right.
But this has made its way into popular culture and kind of like into the zeitgeist, which isn't common for those beliefs held by those two groups to become a popular belief. Now, part of this theory with the New World Order and the New World Airport Commission, the New World Order really, is that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is planning to imprison and perhaps even exterminate U.S. citizens as the New World Order comes to be. Almost like eugenics, really.
Yeah. I'm curious, has COVID made its way into some of these theories?
Probably. Yeah. I have tried to ignore that.
That's fair.
I have tried to ignore a discussion on that.
Okay, fair. So
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ignoring it.
We're going past the New World Order for now.
All right.
Well, it'll be back. Don't you worry.
Oh, boy.
So there's a series of murals in the Denver airport.
Right.
The theory here is that the set of 28-foot wide murals by artist Leo Tenguma hint toward the apocalypse and foreshadow or prophesy how this controlling force will create a new globalized society. Now, these murals, they depict some crazy things. Essentially, there's two sets of two paintings each, and these two sets have different but parallel storylines. So in the first set, in one, we see a scene of death and destruction in nature, juxtaposed with bright and vibrant colors. So in the front here, we see three females in coffins. It looks to me like maybe one woman and then two children, or maybe a young adult on the left there.
Trippy.
Now, around them are colorful flowers that appear to be some kind of memorial, but they are also surrounded by dead animals. Mm. The children look upon this scene in utter shock and horror and fear, and they're crying, and it looks like maybe some of them are running away. Some of the children hold animals in glass boxes. Hmm. The Quetzal bird, for example, is one of those one of those animals being held in a box. It's kind of like in the glass box, but also kind of out of it.
Okay.
Now, apparently, the Quetzal bird is sometimes used to symbolize extinction. Behind them, behind the children and the animals, the forest is ablaze. The flames and black smoke are kind of covering the sky. In the distance, however, take another peek at this. There's a faint city here that might perhaps be a utopia. The end of the story in scene one appears to be this utopia. Here's the second.
So this is the second image in this set?
In this set, okay. Yep. This one is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature. So in this one, we see a diverse group of children gathering around what appears to be some magical and unifying plant in the middle. And this great unifier is believed by some to be a symbol for the New World Order or whatever global government that may be. And that this is sort of a propaganda primer. So it might not be propaganda in itself, not directly, but it might be preparing for that. And it looks appealing because they want us to think that this controlling government is actually peaceful and unifying and good for us. The second set is more sinister. The first mural in this section is titled Children of the World Dream of Peace. But the scene that it depicts is anything but peaceful. The focal point is a large soldier. You know what? I'm just going to show you first. So the focal point of this is a large soldier dressed in all green who is wearing a gas mask. Mm-hmm. That covers his entire face. Many people connect this soldier with Nazism. Yeah, you can see the clear connections there. He has a handgun on his belt. He carries a large gun in one hand, and in the other hand, he holds a sword. At the end of the sword, it appears that he has killed a dove, like the dove of peace.
Right.
There's destruction and rubble. The people are painted in muted colors, and they are weeping. It appears that the woman in front and perhaps the all of the women who kind of form a line behind her, but definitely the woman in the front, is holding a dead baby. They might be refugees, or perhaps they are being transported to the concentration camp inside of DIA. Those who have survived are kind of in front a little bit. They are weeping, and they are kind of hiding in the rubble, huddling.
Yeah.
In the corner, you may have missed this.
I probably did.
In the corner here, this is a letter from a child who died at Auschwitz. So the themes here of the apocalypse, death, destruction, genocide, biowarfare, these are all very obvious here. The last mural in this scene, or in this set, is a vibrant scene of diversity and celebration.
People who have traditionally been in conflict are now have hugging flags, or whatever, connected flags. That's a nice thought.
But the important thing here is that the children are rejoicing over the dead body of the soldier. And on top of the dead body of the soldier, two doves have landed. So the question here is kind of, do these murals represent overcoming evil in the world and unity and coming together? Or is this quote unquote unity by design where only the worthy and the wealthy have emerged?
Interesting.
Is this a message about how the world would be better off if the New World Order was in charge of our lives? In order to build trust with the people it controls, kind of like, are they creating a false evil just so that they can, overcome that false evil and come out in this story as the hero?
Right.
That is kind of the question. So this, to me, is one of the more compelling arguments and is definitely one of the most interesting. They are spooky. I remember seeing them and be like, why is this here? Why is this here? One other thing I want you to look at. What do you see when you look at this?
All right.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, I just saw it. Like a freaking swastika.
So these are the runways. The theory for the runways is that the runways are another piece of evidence that there may be a Nazi or neo-Nazi connection to the Denver airport. Looking at an aerial view, they are shaped like a swastika. Now there's a Mustang, or there's another piece of art called Mustang that is nicknamed Blucifer. The theory here is that this points to even more sinister foreshadowing. And it represents the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, which represents death. Some facts. This sculpture is 32 feet tall. It weighs 9,000 pounds. And it has bright red eyes, like that glowing eyes. It is thought to be cursed. So this stands outside of the Denver airport. You see it as you're driving toward the Denver airport. You can see it kind of, depending on where you're coming from, you can see it from the plane when you're landing. Now, tragically, one of the reasons that it is believed to be cursed is that a piece of the head fell on the sculptor while he was creating it, severed his artery in his leg, and killed him while he was creating it.
I'm so glad you didn't, like, brief me on this, because these are my completely natural reactions of, like, what the heck is going on right now?
No, there was no way I was going to tell you anything about this before we started recording.
May never be flying to the Denver airport ever again.
You've really changed your tune. My goodness.
Now I'm like, get me out of here. I don't want the New World Order.
So there's a lot of other weird things that I don't have time to get into.
Sure.
There are gargoyles.
See, I just thought it was cool because it was shaped like the Rocky Mountains.
It is supposed to be shaped like the mountains. The outside of the airport.
You.
Who Who knows?
Is there anything significant in anything else significant with Lucifer?
We'll talk about him a little bit later when we get back to some possible explanations for things. But mostly representation of death, being cursed, the glowing red eyes, and killing its sculptor. So, yeah, like I said, there's a lot more weird things like the gargoyles. There are, quote-unquote, strange markings that may indicate some sort of alien or alien communication system.
Okay.
Some of the markings are pulled from the periodic table of elements, or at least one of them is. And some people claim that these symbolize... Well, let me first explain. There's, in the flooring... An inlay, an inset, I don't know what it's called, but like purposely put in the flooring. It's a little cart, like a mining cart, and it says AUAG. Now, from the periodic table of elements, we look at that, we think gold and silver.
Yeah.
There are people who think that this AUAG actually symbolizes a new strain of hepatitis that might be used in future biological warfare. Or I've also heard people say it might be some sort of gas that's going to be used in the concentration camps, but I don't know what chemical compounds would be pulled from AUAG, other than the Australia antigen. As let's just keep going. Those are the main theories I'm going to tell you about today. Mm-hmm. We'll stop there.
Okay.
All of these, however, beg the question of if any of this is true, why are they leaving clues? I have a list of theories as to why they would leave clues. So this was something that I know Lauren knew a bit about. I don't know how much you know about it, but criminal psychology. There are a lot of times where criminals do things that are stupid. They know that they're stupid, and they do them anyway. Criminal compulsions, essentially. So if this is something that people are dedicated to, living for, they may be adding... It may just be a compulsion of, like, we are compulsorily putting these things in. And, you know, to the average person who doesn't understand, like, criminal compulsions, it seems pointless. It seems illogical.
Right.
But sometimes there isn't really logic behind it other than that it is a compulsion if it's something that they're obsessed with.
All right.
It may also be in reverence of whatever they worship or hold in high esteem, whether that be the New World Order itself or if there's some like higher power within the New World Order. It may just be in reverence or respect of them. It could be some sort of low-level propaganda that is priming us to accept this propaganda in the future, priming us to accept higher-level, more obvious propaganda in the future. It could also be to communicate with the powerful or elite who would be within that network, keep them up to date, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now, I love conspiracies, but I'm also very logical, which leaves me looking for logical explanations. So, are there any logical explanations for these things?
Pray tell.
Let's find out. Okay. Bunkers. Let's start there. I'm going to go in the same order we went last time.
Great.
Bunkers. We know for sure that there is an underground portion of the airport. The underground portion is used to move luggage between ticket counters and planes and baggage claims. It's just not used with the transportation system that they had built. The airport's train system also goes through there. A senior public information officer for DIA says that there's nearly 500,000 square feet of underground space and that about 1,000 people work down there daily. These workers and who knows who else have added little things like hand-drawn pictures of aliens and things like that for fun. So some of those strange markings are like people kind of playing into it.
Mm.
So what is still unanswered here? Is there more beneath the what we know about? Are there more floors underneath? Are there other areas they haven't shown to the public? Even if not, it doesn't negate that what they do show the public could be used as a backup plan. Like, even if they're not showing the public other floors, even if there is only what the public has seen, it doesn't mean it couldn't still be used as a bunker.
Right.
As needed. So, dedication stone. The Freemasons are definitely surrounded by a lot of conspiracy in general, simply by virtue of how cloistered they are.
Right.
And the Freemasons do have civic ties to the airport. And the airport claims that the Freemasons helped fund the building of the airport, but there is no concrete evidence that they have any ties beyond that. Apparently, the New World Airport Commission was named after the New World Symphony and was created as part of the opening day festivities and only for that. There are some people that say that there are records of the New World Airport Commission, but they are very difficult to find. Like,
why would they be difficult to find?
Really difficult to find. Are they real, or are they in existence but made in retrospect, or you know, to kind of like cover themselves to, you know, when people look into this, we need to have something to make it look real.
Right.
The theories in general and about the New World Order picked up in 2012 with the growth of the internet and the extremely widespread interest in the apocalypse, because 2012
thing?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So apocalyptic theories in general picked up a ton of momentum around this time. And this was one of them. But what is still unanswered with the dedication stone? Why did the Freemasons help fund it? What was in it for them? And why choose the name New World Airport Commission? Like, even if you like the New World Symphony. No, this was built in 1995, and a lot of the conspiracies really picked up speed in 2012.
Right.
And a few years before it, a few years after.
Dang.
It gained popularity in 2012, I'll say that.
I feel like some of it does make sense,
too,
considering...
People were suspicious from the beginning.
Considering, like, the, you know, year 2000, and the new millennia.
Y2K.
Y2K. Mm-hmm. Could make sense. Maybe people were planning for Y2K in creating this airport.
Hmm. You might be onto something there, friend.
Anywho, Y2K, some of my thinking there of like maybe that's like when they built it, and now at this point, like let's say conspiracy's true, Y2K, oh, we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe now it's just like they're like maybe we could cycle this again, but our whole plan didn't work out.
Right. It wasn't necessary. But it's there for the next disaster.
But it's there for when the next state of impending doom comes.
Yeah, perhaps.
So, all right, Y2K. Yeah. Or Y 2012.
Murals. The murals. The paintings are uncomfortable, for sure.
Right.
Most good art is, though.
Fair.
Now, the artist himself is very disappointed by the cryptic, apocalyptic interpretations of his art, which caused him to lose a lot of business.
Dang.
He explains that his art is meant to depict that we are in a world that has a lot of suffering, but that the children are full of hope. The hope is directed at leaving behind the culture that we live in now.
Yeah.
That is currently full of destruction,
right,
war, division, all those things. The message is that the children are our future, and they are dreaming of a day where we can pursue peace and unity and togetherness by taking care of our planet and abandoning war and violence. So the message is not that there will be destruction in the future,
right,
as the theory, the conspiracy theory states, but that there already is,
right,
and that we can do better.
Okay.
I do fully believe that the artist had nothing to do with the conspiracy. I watched videos of him talking about it, and it was like just very sad.
Yeah.
Nothing intentionally to do with the conspiracy. However, what is unanswered here is that it is still kind of weird to have murals in an airport. So could he have unknowingly painted something that fits the New World Order's narrative, and that's why they picked it? Because they had to go before like an art commission, and there were tons of applicants. Now, there are also some people who say that like he was chosen, and then he like he said he wasn't given any direction, and he just painted what he wanted, but then later he said he was given direction, he was told what to paint, and then like was going back and forth on that. Or I guess it was the other way around. Originally said he was given direction and later backtracked and said he wasn't. I don't know if that's true. But the more likely theory to me is that they picked an artist who would fit their narrative without the artist's knowledge.
Right.
They picked one that they liked rather than having the artist paint what they wanted. So I do think that's weird. I do think that's a real possibility. So the runways. Let's talk about the runways.
Yeah.
So the runways at the older Stapleton Airport, which is the airport that DIA replaced, they were very poorly laid out.
Okay.
They were parallel to each other, and they were too close together. So they couldn't all be taking off at the same time. It was just the physics of it didn't work out. It was kind of dangerous. The current shape accounts for that and allows for takeoff in any direction and in any wind pattern.
Okay.
Because they are kind of windmilled.
Yeah.
So that it can go in any direction. What's still unanswered here? Still, why a swastika, though? It could have been shaped differently. It could have kind of been like an X, because it goes in all four directions.
Right.
Rather than like out and then down, out and then
it's like the east. Way they staggered them.
The way they staggered, it's literally a swastika.
Right.
It could have been shaped differently and still been effective. Was it a simple oversight rooted in, you know, utility? Or was it a deliberate design?
Someone had to have been like, this looks like a swastika.
Right.
Right.
Right. And had issue with that, or it was on purpose.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah. That one's definitely weird.
Because that was the only thing I was going to think could negate that theory, is if other airports had the same design. But if there's not another major airport,
There's not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Not, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big one.
All right.
So, Blucifer.
Blucifer.
Yes, Blucifer did kill its sculptor. The glowing red eyes, however, are a nod to the artist's father who owned a neon shop. You know, that was kind of his life's work. It does look weird in retrospect. Why the red? Why not literally any other color that's less scary? I love Blucifer. Okay, so the glowing red eyes are weird in retrospect, but it really could just be a coincidence that he, you know, chose red because he liked the colors with it. It does match the sculpture, kind of. It matches, like, the veins in the sculpture. Now, I often hear people say, there's no such thing as coincidences. Shut up. I love conspiracies as much as the next person. There are such things as coincidences. They happen. So, I mean, either way, it is an imposing piece of art. So, of course, there will be people who are angry about it and don't like it and think it's demonic, like you were talking about, mm-hmm. with like, fundamentalist Christians, you know, ultra conservative. But what's unanswered here? Why create such an imposing piece of art for an airport?
Yeah, that's what's unanswered some of my here. Thought process. Like, I understand the horse, but the color blue, and then it's just so big.
It's massive. So I have a question for you, Maddie.
I'm gonna try and answer it.
What do you think?
I think I'm like you. I'm ready to have a good conspiracy talk, but at the same time, I'm always one that's looking for the logic.
So what's your conclusion here based on what we talked about today?
It doesn't surprise me. I don't think Blucifer necessarily has anything to do with it. I don't believe it's, I think that's out of the apocalyptic sense.
Okay.
But
even though it's supposed to represent the fourth horseman of the apocalypse?
Is it actually supposed to? Is that the intended design? Okay, no. So that's, I don't think I think that's a...
It's not known that it's the intended design anyway, but it could be another thing, like it was with Leo Tanguma, that it could have been like, it wasn't not intended by the artist, but intended by the people who chose the artwork.
So I don't buy that side of the theory. But I would say I've heard other conversations about the billionaires and the politicians mm-hmm. having this sort of like secret, like, if the world ends, how do we keep each other from losing our money? Like that. I've heard TED Talks about it. I've heard lots of things. So that part I buy. This whole idea of the New World Order, I completely buy it. And I buy a lot of this Denver International Airport sketchy stuff going on. I don't necessarily believe the more spiritual, apocalyptic side of it.
Okay.
But that's due to my own, like, spiritual convictions, I guess. Like, my religious beliefs. I don't buy that stuff. So, I think what I would say...
Also consider that apocalypse, in this sense, is not necessarily, like, a religious apocalypse, but, like a man-made apocalypse for... half or three quarters of the population,
right.
Not like the world literally ending, but the world ending for most people.
Right.
Which and I a guess new is, world emerging.
Right. And I guess that's fair, especially considering some things with climate issues mm-hmm. and pandemics. I mean, for Pete's sake, but I think what I'm inclined to believe is since this was built in 95, this was a group of Y2Kers. I'm serious. This is
no, I know you're serious.
This is what I believe is like Y2K. What they had all these billionaires, they were preparing for the worst. Billionaires and politicians were like, might as well better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Created this whole thing, this whole, you know, setup. And then when they realized we're still here, we haven't gotten rid of it. Maybe that's why they've started, you know, with the public, like letting people know this is why we have the underground tunnels. Like mm-hmm. their people are here, like having some element of transparency is just to cover themselves as they refurbish it for like the next impending disaster, which maybe that's like 2050, which is that year so that the UN of, you know, that UN climate report from like I think I it was 2016. That's my thought.
So
I totally buy that one.
So my opinion on this, something like this is happening somewhere. It might not be the Denver airport because it seems a little too obvious.
I like that. That's interesting.
But it also very much might be because people are stupid. So, you know, they may have made it obvious.
Right.
The global elite have to have backup plans. They do. Like, is that good or bad? We can talk about that. It's probably both. And it probably differs person to person Fair. Within the global elite. Fair. But they have to have backup plans. And if it's not at the Denver airport, it's somewhere. Or maybe it's not even a physical location. Maybe it's just plans for money and power and things like that. that are less tangible. Like I said, it's definitely happening somewhere. It might be the Denver airport. There's a lot of weird things that happen in the Denver airport. A lot of weird signs and symbols and things that haven't been really fully explained. So I can't say for sure that it's not the Denver airport. I'll say that. But it was a fun one. This is one of my favorite theories ever. As much as I can debunk a lot of it, like, I still think it's very odd, and I absolutely adore this conspiracy theory. I love it
so much.
There's
so much to it.
So there's so much to it, and that's not even all of it by any stretch of the imagination, but because we try to keep our podcast episodes shorter, that's where we're stopping today. So, you know, look into some of the other things if you want to learn more. There's plenty out there to learn.
So I bet you're wondering, where do you check us out? Where, you know,
you're going to want to see the photos. You're going to want to see the photos from this.
So
especially the art at the runways. I will post those along with some other photos.
And you can find us on Instagram.
Hyperfocus Pod.
Twitter.
Hyperfocus _ pod.
YouTube.
Hyperfocus, a podcast for chaotic minds.
Facebook.
Hyperfocus, a podcast for chaotic minds. There's a page and a group there.
And TikTok.
Hyperfocus Pod.
And I think that's all we have.
Email.
Oh, right. Don't forget to email us, too, with any feedback or podcast suggestions.
Yep.
Or just fan mail.
Yeah.
Just
tell me how much you love me.
Like I said in my bonus episode, I'm a pick me girl, so I will take all the positive affirmation
I can get. I'll filter them before they get to Maddie.
Rachel will make sure it doesn't go to my head.
Yeah. You get like a ration of fan mail.
Here's your daily portion of positive affirmation.
So, yeah, if you want to do that, please don't. But you can send us an email. You can send us an email to hyperfocuscast@gmail.com. That is hyperfocuscast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to my lunatic ramblings.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Stay chaotic, babes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.